Jam-packed sporting weekend. Mawande Mateza in studio to wrap it all up for us. Kaizer Chiefs, we'll start there.
Good afternoon, Mandy. Yeah, it's a very concerning time for Kaizer Chiefs and their supporters at the moment. They suffered their third straight loss this year. And more worryingly, more concerning, is the fact that they're yet to score a goal. The last time the Kaizer Chiefs did score a goal was on New Year's Eve. And it's made the job a lot tougher for others as well. And I think the question that a lot of people are going to start asking is whether things were better or worse now than under Stuart Baxter, than under Ernst Middendorp, than under Gavin Hunt, and how much time that they are willing to give Othozwane. And the thing about Othozwane is that a lot of people want him to succeed because of the fact that he is a Soweto-born coach with the Soweto Giants, and it makes for a really, really great story to have him succeed at Kaizer Chiefs. And a lot of people are hoping and praying that he does get the time that is required in order to make the team a success. However, it doesn't look like he's up to the task at the moment.
Arsenal winning again. Yo, that was close. In the 90th minute, victorious over Manchester United. You're going to win the league, man.
I don't want to say that just yet. And I keep saying this about Arsenal, that Arsenal have the ability to be typical Arsenal and mess it up somewhere along the way. However, with 19 games at the moment, they have 50 points on the table, which is the fifth most that any team has ever had going into the season. And every team from this position goes on regularly to win the league. However, the biggest thing I think for Arsenal yesterday is just it's a satisfying victory because of the fact that it was against Manchester United, the only team who has beaten them thus far this season. And not only that, I think the rivalry that characterized the Arsene Wenger and Sir Alex Ferguson years has been reignited. And it was a very, very good game, high quality game to watch. And it's a great thing, I would say, for myself that Arsenal went on to prevail.
The SA20 has it's been sizzling.
Yeah, it's absolutely captured the imagination of the South African public. And I think Cricket South Africa, above anybody else, will be pleased about that because of the fact that their survival is basically dependent on the success of the SA20. And there have been a number of new stars that have been unearthed. We had Jordan Herrmann playing really, really well for the Sunrisers Eastern Cape yesterday. And funny enough, some of the things that I've noticed is that it isn't the teams that were expected on paper to go on and win it. Sunrisers Eastern Cape had a terrible start to the tournament, losing their first two or three games, but they've put on a nice run now and are in contention for a playoff position. So I think they're looking really, really good at the moment in the tournament.
Mawande, thank you so much. Lots of tennis happening as well this weekend. Plenty to talk about. Mawande Mateza wrapping up the weekend sport for us.